There's an NDTV news break, which has now become a major political fight. Chinese installations in Indian territory, which was broken right here on NDTV yesterday. But a political war has broken out. Congress calling it the failure of the Modi government. BJP saying that Nehru gifted this land. The China political discourse almost always gives you a sense of deja vu. There are concerns over installations in Arunachal, but the Delhi discourse is always over who surrendered more to the Chinese. Who is this discourse going to help? Let's just think about it. Let's quickly listen in to that face-off or that punch-counter-punch that happened on the NDTV newsbreak.
China Hindustan ki kamzori ko dekh raha hai aur samajh raha hai. Aur China ke paas ek saaf, clear strategic vision hai. Hindustan ke paas koi strategic vision nahi hai. China ne Hindustan ko do baar test kiya hai. Ek baar Dhoklam mein test kiya hai aur ab Ladakh mein apne troops dalkar test kiya hai. Wo test kar raha hai ki agar China ko clear message Hindustan ne nahi diya, agar Hindustan ne clear apne dimag mein strategy nahi banayi, China chup nahi baithega, China iska fayda uthayega.
अरुणाचल की भूमि जो गई चीन के कब्जे में किसने दी, अक्साई चीन चीन के कब्जे में कैसे गया, 2008 में चुमूर में पांगनाक और चापजी घाटी, डेमजोक और डुग्गी, यहां अपनी सैकड़ों किलोमीटर जमीन चीन के हवाले किसने की, चीन से अपने प्राइवेट निजी ट्रस्ट को पैसा किसने लिया.
All right, let me now quickly put this to a discussion. Ajay Shukla, defense analyst, is now with us. Rajat Sethi, he's an economist and a political analyst. Views lean to the BJP. Thank you very much, Rajat. We've spoken after a very long time. So, welcome. We also have Major General Ashwini Sivach. He was, the commander. He commanded the company and the battalion in Arunachal Pradesh, in Tawang and Tuting. So, he will have some real experience to share with us. Ajay Shukla is now on the screen, as you can see. Welcome, Ajay. In just a short moment, we'll have Dr. Ajoy Kumar, spokesperson of the Congress Party, also with us. All right. Ajay Shukla, let's begin with you first. How big a matter of concern should this installation be?
I don't think it's a matter of very grave concern. The Chinese, according to your report, have made this installation 5 kilometers inside their territory. They are at perfect liberty to put up installations inside their territory, just as we are inside our territory. So I am actually a bit foxed about why so much of hoo-ha is being made about this. Mm-hmm. If they try crossing the line of actual control, or they try setting up an establishment inside our territory, then it would be cause for concern, but not until then.
Okay. Major General Sivach, would you like to respond? See, the whole point now is, while there is a political war of words, there is also this concern over whether we should be treating this as a matter of urgency and importance or not. You heard the view of Mr. Shukla. A lot of people feel, well, this is not our territory. The other view is, you can't just let go of your land. India technically considers this its territory. So if there is an installation which has come up as recently as, you know, between August 2019 and January 2021, then this is a cause of concern.
Sanket, see, whatever point Ajay has spoken, I tend to agree with him. You know, fact is that as far as Arunachal is concerned, between India and China, the boundary is well known. It is a McMahon line. And this is 5 kilometers inside their own territory. They had developed that area. The cause of concern is different. The cause of concern is that as far as the Chinese are concerned, they have developed infrastructure. They had developed the houses as well as the township very close to the line of actual control. Mm. And this is what is cause of concern, is that they are carrying out the patrolling. They are the one which can then claim an area our side of line of actual control or border. Till the time they do not cross it, it is not matter of concern. Hmm. What is more important to us is, have we developed our infrastructure? Have we able to build up the road up till the line of control the border area Arunachal? That is what it had. See, my point is that I have been seeing this area for last 40 years. Hmm. You know, we were almost 200 to 300 kilometers behind the line of control some time back. And we used to go for patrolling to 10 to 12 days, 14 days. But things have changed. We are back on the line of control after Operation Falcon and Checkmate in its 87 to 89. And thereafter, as on today, we are destiny of our troops have increased in Arunachal all along the line of control. We are roads and tracks are fast catching up. I'm saying that, yes, we are not as much as Chinese have improved their infrastructure, but we are able to catch them, and in next 5 years, we'll be equally balanced. Okay. So the point today is, a cause of concern is what they are doing it. We must also try to develop our border areas and try to now move the villages close to the border area.
Sure.
They can only move if we improve our infrastructure. That is the main call.
Okay. Okay. Rajat Sethi, first of all, you know, whether this point that is being raised by Major General Sivach, that we also have to develop our infrastructure, right? And he feels that we have, there's good reason to believe that we are doing the same. The other point is a political response. Almost always, and at each time, you see a very, very templated fight between the Congress and the BJP. It seems as if the real enemy is are these two, right? Absolutely templated. After Galwan also, the same discourse. Even now, I see the very same comments. And bang comes the reference to Nehru.
Yeah, so Sanketji, you need to follow the trend not just from Galwan, but even from the Balakot strike. What I fail to understand is that there are so many issues around which Congress should, you know, formulate strategy, come out and come in with a more reasoned approach to strategic and national security concerns. But every time they make a mockery of our national security, and this is where I believe both the political parties should refrain and should carry these discussions behind closed doors. There is no point in Congress coming out and doing a press conference and trying to rake up issues which are essentially 100% legacy issues, issues which could have been resolved earlier. Right now, if you look at the belligerence of the Chinese side, it fits into Xi Jinping's plan, which he outlined into the two centenary celebrations that he has earmarked as his vision. 2021 is actually a 100-year centenary celebrations for the Communist Party. It was created in 1921. So they would be belligerent throughout this year. They would try to posture and embarrass India. But what is even more embarrassing is when our own representatives from the Congress party comes in, makes a statement directly challenging India's national security. And then also for the BJP, they shouldn't come out and respond to such irresponsible statements.
No, but they have.
From
they have. I mean,
this is where I differ.
Look at the party president.
Refrain.
Yeah, you've got the party president, no less, who has raked, you know, brought back the reference to Jawaharlal Nehru.
So what JP Naddaji had mentioned in the tweet is a series of events, and this shouldn't be pointed out to the NDTV story, which was about this Arunachal village. And there are not just this one village, but there are several villages across the McMahon line or the LAC line in that area, which we call the Xiaokang villages, which are basically these model villages created by China. And one such story of one such village was picked up by NDTV, and a level of sensationalism was created by Rahul Gandhi. And I think that is what needs to be targeted at and addressed, that he should not sensationalize that. Till that point, I think the BJP is well within its right to tell the Congress that these are legacy issues, and these should not be discussed publicly, and India's security issues should be given much more seriousness.
Sure. Sure. Let's go a step further, Ajay Shukla. Now, you know, both you as well as Major General Sivach raised the point on our building infrastructure on our side, at least, to be fighting fit. Now, number one, should we see the building of this village as some sort of, you know, an aggression, or at least preparedness, a level of preparedness from the Chinese where they want to, you know, push their point across? And how should our ideal response be? Should our ideal response be?
Sanket, this village is actually a continuation of something that that took place a couple of years ago, but was not picked up in a big way by either the Congress Party or the Indian media. And that was Xi Jinping traveling to one of these border villages and congratulating two Tibetan young children for defending the border. Now, what Xi Jinping is doing and what the Communist Party leadership is doing is they're trying to make out that the defense of the border lies in the hands of the local people that actually live over there, the villagers along the McMahon line. And that is indeed a very, very clever ploy because ownership rights are asserted by local activities, by graziers taking their yak herds up to a certain point, by traders coming and trading at a certain point. And Xi Jinping and the Communist Party, a couple of years ago, began this whole business of putting national security into the hands of the local people. This is something we should be doing as well. We should be empowering our locals. We should be building infrastructure for them. We should be giving ownership of their border areas into their hands. Mm. But India is not doing it to the extent that China is. Neither this business of empowering locals nor the building of infrastructure. So to that extent, China is stealing a march over it, and it is a very concerted plan that has been in place for several years now.
Now, Major General Sivaj, you've spoken in great detail, but I would want to ask you an ideal response to a situation like this. Yes, infrastructure, at least in these frontier areas or the frontline areas, must be adequate. But you cannot, or we can see, as Ajay Shukla is also raising the concern, we are not being able to match the pace. So what exactly, I mean, obviously, you would then argue, and many in the ruling dispensation will say it's much better than what it was.
Yeah.
But should that be considered enough?
Absolutely. Sanket, first of all, there I durustai. We have been quite slow in building up the infrastructure on line of control and border area all along from Ladakh to Arunachal Pradesh. We can say we are almost 20 to 30 years behind. We started late, but now we are fast catching. We are improving our infrastructure. Our surveillance devices have improved. Our satellite system has improved. We can carry out a proper recce and surveillance. Our density of population has increased. And also our strength of the troops on the border area has increased tremendously. What we are doing is that we are developing the roads and tracks up till the border area. And we are also trying to settle villages slightly closer to the border area. And this will only happen if we develop that area. If we can't develop, then who will go there? Chinese, what they are doing is they are not using the Buddhist population. They have brought the Han population and also Tibetan, which are from the Chinese Communist Party. And they are utilizing that as a town or a village for also a military sort of cantonment. And it is where their graziers and herders will be carrying out the patrolling. And those who are staying there, they are guarding the border. We are following the almost same principle, but where we are lacking is that we have to fast catch up. We are almost 5 years behind them. But we are now trying our best. This BECA, which we have signed with with Americans, that basic exchange and cooperation agreement, that gives us a lot of edge. We are able to pick up many, many developments in Chinese side this time. Our satellite system has improved. Our surveillance and recce system has improved. Our weapon system in the border area has increased. Hmm. Our, the fighting capability has increased.
Sure.
We have now have a capability of launching an offensive. A 17 core has come up. Another core may be also put that side. So overall, we are aware to that. What happened in Ladakh today, we are quite alert and alive that what should be the response to the Chinese.
Sure.
And to that extent, I am sure the Indian defense forces are very well prepared.
Okay.
And they are fast catching up.
Sure.
I don't think what was there 5 years behind.
Quick comments
be
before I take a
yes,
short break.
Just,
Rajat Sethi,
first
of all,
General
I want your...
Point.
Rajat, your comment on what Rahul Gandhi has said, he said that India doesn't have a strategic vision as far as dealing with China is concerned, and China is watching us very, very closely.
Well, I mean, he is not even the party president. So first, he needs to sort out on what ground he is coming out and making a press statement. So I would not want to glorify him by responding to what he said. It carries very little strategic significance among all serious thinkers of India. That's true. We also need to understand that right now, at least Prime Minister Modi, he's at least creating a vision, 25-year vision, 50-year vision. There is a thought process behind it. Just like in 1949, when China, the People's Republic of China was founded, they created a 100-year vision, and they've been practicing pretty rigorously to catch up onto the targets which were set. And I think it is the politicians of our country who need to create these long-term visions.
Dr. Ajoy Kumar, spokesperson of the Congress Party, is also now with us. Dr. Kumar, a lot has been said over here as the Congress Party trying to rake up an issue and incite sentiments, so much so that when you say India does not have a strategic vision, when you're saying that China is watching us very closely and we're not doing enough, it almost appears as if this is your vote of no confidence in the manner in which things are being done.
No, I mean, I think it's the history of this government, and I heard a colleague of mine speaking on saying that there is a strategic vision and we're going to look at 25 years ahead. Now, vision is what we've been saying is something, you know, so ridiculous, is so maligned, and we would rather have no less vision and more action. If you look at it from the perspective of what's happening, there is a continuous propaganda being built of falsehood. Now, if you are able to put the facts on the ground, the whole nation will rally around, and we will have take those decisions, strategic decisions, which may be uncomfortable in the short run, which the oppositions will also support the government on, as long as it's in India's interest. But if you look at what is happening across, I mean, even the WhatsApp messages going to TV anchors telling about what's going to happen from a strategic vision perspective is a joke. So the strategic vision gets released to an anchor, and that is a strategic vision. Then God save us from this government. Okay. The issue is your satellite images have come in and shown that they've made intrusions. I was also watching your show where one of the member of parliament from BJP happily made some funny statements. But the important part is that those images, you themselves are saying that they were non-existent in September 2020. Those buildings were not there in September 2020. They have come up in November 2020. Structures have come up, water has come up, electricity has come up, highways come up, 60 kilometers. But the Bharatiya Janata Party and their ability to only manage without looking at India's future for short-term political gain.
Sure.
Because they are always politicking. They are not understanding that please don't play with the future of the country. And it's a joke that when they continuously say that
my only concern is, yes, Dr. Kumar, I've run out of time, and we got you late. We got you a little late on this broadcast. But see, the point is, to each and every time when something like this happens, when there is a discourse around China, there is a very, very templated political response, which I don't think is helping anyone. Certainly not the country.
I'll just finish off with 5 seconds.
Sure.
The problem is the country will rally when you take everybody into confidence. Every other prime minister and government used to do it. If you continuously cover up the issues under a carpet, it's going to explode.
Okay.
And who's going to pay the price? The country is going to pay a price.
Okay.
So let's be upfront, and we will take strategic decisions in the best interest of the country and set politics aside.
Okay. Ajay Shukla, Rajat Sethi, Major General Sivach, as well as Dr. Ajay Kumar, thank you very much for joining us.